part of this has to do with mission creep. So mission creep is when you have a particular stated goal or purpose and it begins to slide or morph into something different. I think there's been mission creep with respect to the expectation due to accommodation to consumeristic cultural expectations, where things like comfort, informality, and democratic equality are highly valued. And so congregations have been taught that values that are foreign to the church and historic Christianity, but of course are quite at home in a consumeristic world. They're told that you can have it your way, that there are lots of options on the shelf of congregational commitment, and so to bring your standards and settle where you feel most comfortable. And pastors will accommodate what's commonly present in pop culture, TED Talks, the stage sauntering pundit, and the like. And so in this way, the pastor's message undergoes a comprehensive downgrade to the level of the authority that one finds like in the blogosphere, you know, where all voices are equal. And so the auditor becomes the adjudicator of what may or may not be deemed useful or true. And so pastors succumb to this pressure and deviate from the care of souls. And so congregations begin to expect the preacher to conform to something other than God's word, namely the values and standards that are ubiquitous in a consumeristic culture.